Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At the stick, from who's got it better than us to brick by brick, it's always the 49ers way, from off season to game day. Yeah, we talk back. It's the 49ers cutback.
It's 49ers Cutback Podcast time. Welcome to the show, everyone. Warren is in the house. That means we've got you covered. This is going to be a great episode, Warren. Thanks for coming back on. I like that we've made this a weekly occurrence. We're getting to talk 49ers playoff football a lot. And now, Super Bowl. Big time. Super Bowl 58 here. And it's time. It's time for to kick the tires and light the fires.
No problem, man. I'm always excited to be here. If you're a Niner fan, this is exciting times. I mean, how can you not be excited? All the Niner flags I see driving around town. I think driving in, I don't know if it was like a church or something. They had a little sign up on their little graphic that said, Go 49ers. So everybody's excited, man. I just can't wait to get to Sunday, man, and finally cash this thing in, man. Get a win.
Yeah, that's exactly what the 49ers have to do. They have to cash this in. It is nice. I mean, we live in California. Right. We live in the valley, really close to the Bay Area, so lots of 49er fans around here. So, flags are definitely on display. It's a good time. It's kind of nice driving down the roads and just seeing all the 49ers faithful that are around, and it's a good time to be a faithful. The 49ers have been looking for a quest for six for a long time now, Warren, and you know, now it's another opportunity. They've had, you know, two other opportunities before this to get that six. They weren't able to do it. Colin Kaepernick misses, you know, the throw to Crabtree in the end zone. That was very hurtful. And Jimmy Garoppolo misses Emmanuel Sanders after he beats coverage. So now you have an opportunity to go out there and get your quest for six, and maybe this time we have the right quarterback at the helm.
Right, right. I think we do. And, I mean, like you said, man, we've had a ton of heartbreak. I mean, not only in the Super Bowl, you look at the NFC Championship game, Kyle Williams and, you know, Jaquaski Tart.
Oh.
You know, and then Purdy with his elbow getting hurt, the freak injury. Like this organization, like people, a lot of fans that I talk to, they say that, oh, you guys are there, you guys been there, but it's like, you guys understand that be that close and not get over the hump, it hurts even more, you know? So we're there, you know, it's we're literally hours away. It's time to cash this in, man.
It is. It really is. And please like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Thanks for everyone that helped. You get to 5K, it means a lot. You know, everyone that comes on, like Warren, you know, and all the guys who come on, they mean a lot to helping me get to that goal. But you do as well. So thanks for the subscription. If you're listening on audio platform, 40 Yards Cutback, unbelievable. Please give it a 5-star rating. And if you're going to bet, and there's no better time to bet than all the prop bets that are going on with this big game, you got to bet with BetOnline. It's playoff time, and the usual suspects are heading to Vegas for the championship. And our partner BetOnline is your number one source for football odds, stats, trends, and lines. With everything from point spreads to hundreds of bets on everything from the coin toss to the color of Gatorade, BetOnline is the number one source for your championship wagering. Head to BetOnline and join today to get into all the action. BetOnline, the game starts here. And Warren, one of the most important things is going to be for the 49ers to not start the same way that they started their two playoff games against Green Bay and against Detroit. They fell down early and they just got off to slow starts. I think it's very important for the 49ers to start off fast. How important is it for the 49ers to start fast and hang in there with Patrick Mahomes?
I think it's essential. You know, you look at, you know, ever since the Baltimore game, the Niners have been coming out pretty sluggish. You know, we haven't been seeing what we're used to like earlier in the season where the Niners were starting fast and staying ahead and, you know, keeping their foot on the throat on a lot of teams that we played earlier in the season. But since that Baltimore game, it's been kind of sluggish. I mean, the Niners, I mean, I believe we haven't lost since the Baltimore game. So it's kind of funny to say that we've been starting slow, but we're still winning these games. You know, it just speaks to the character of this team. But it's going to be essential this week. You know, I mean, you got Patty Mahomes coming in, you know, he's the best in the business, you know, and when you're in these type of games, you can't give Mahomes, you know, any room to grow, any room to kill you, any room to beat you. Like, you have to keep your foot on the throat for four quarters, you know, and that's offense and defense. You know, I would love for the Niners to start out on defense, you know, and get the party started that way. Like, let's score on defense. You know, let's get a pick six. Let's get a fumble to the house, and let's start that way. Let's get the momentum going that way. Let's set the tone. Let's show Pat Mahomes that, you know, we're going to give him the most madness football for four quarters, you know? So it's essential for the Niners to come out and, you know, really get after Mahomes, start fast, and, you know, play hard four quarters.
Yeah, it's so important because the 49ers dynamic as a team changes from how they play ahead or behind. And when the 49ers play from in front, they are absolute monsters. I mean, you look at what happened to the Cowboys, you look at what happened to the Eagles. Once the 49ers got up, and the interesting thing about the Eagles, right, slow start, 49ers finished them huge in that game. First quarter was not good for the 49ers. But you look at the way that they put these teams away when they get ahead, and that's why it's important to get ahead of Patrick Mahomes. We've already seen Patrick Mahomes and what he can do in these big games when he's down. He can make enough plays to come back. 21 unanswered points in the fourth quarter, and you lose the Super Bowl. So the 49ers know that to handle Patrick Mahomes, it's about getting a lead and then putting the success of this team on Christian McCaffrey and on the run game and then Brock Purdy making timely throws. But it helps the defense especially, because when you can go ahead and pin your ears back and not have to worry about consistently worrying about Pacheco, and you can go after Patrick Mahomes, that's when you're going to have the most success. Because blitzing Patrick Mahomes, not always the best idea. But getting home with four guys, he's not as successful. So the 49ers know that's a huge part of it. But if they got the fear of the run game, the fear of the quick screen game as part of that game plan, the 49ers can't exactly do that. They got more focuses than just getting Patrick Mahomes to the ground. But I think it's imperative for the 49ers to take advantage early, where that way when they get to the end of the game, they can rely on that running game, they can rely on that defensive line to be able to fly upfield to make plays.
Usually I'm not the type of guy that you know, urges on penalties, but I wouldn't mind it in this game. You know, like, set the tone, you know, let's maybe hit Mahomes a little late after the play, you know, and send a message, you know, that, you know, we're here, you know, we're going to be in your face for four quarters. And it's not going to be easy for you to win this Super Bowl. It's going to be physical, and this is going to be the hardest one you had yet, you know, because if there's one thing, you look at this Chiefs team, I believe this team, they deal with a lot of mental battles. I believe you could get in the head of this team. I mean, you look at a couple of stats of this team, you know, they lead the league in drops. You know, they've struggled with that throughout the year. And a lot of those drops are just, it's just, internal. It's something that they're dealing with mentally. You know, like Travis Kelce, we've never really seen him drop this many balls. You know, what's he going through this year? He has the whole thing with Taylor Swift, you know, and you could tell that's kind of weighing on him. You know, some of these guys, you know, get in these players' head after a play, you know, say a couple things to them, say this, say something, say this. Get the emotions going for this Chiefs team, because I feel like you could get into the head of this Chiefs team, and then they start playing out of character. So I believe that goes into the Niners playing fast as well, is just send a message, you know, get in these guys' head, and I think you're going to see by the fourth quarter, this Chiefs team's going to crumble.
Well, I think that you could easily frustrate them if you just hit hard. I mean, that's the thing. If you make timely hits and you're making good tackles, when you're making these hits, be physical. I mean, you want to play within the rules, but you want to be physical. And I think the 49ers have the guys that can do that. Trey Greenlaw comes to mind right away. Jair Brown's another guy that, hey, when he hits you, he brings the wood. Fred Warner as well. But if you start frustrating Patrick Mahomes by not allowing him to like what he sees, by being able to get pressure with four, getting Nick Bosa, you know, in his face, getting Hargrave past Allegretti and to him, I think that's when you're going to have opportunities to frustrate that Chiefs offense. The Chiefs offense did not look the same in the second half against Baltimore, and that's because Baltimore just threw a variety of different things at Patrick Mahomes. They muddied the waters. They made it difficult for him to understand what he was reading initially. Maybe had to hold on to the football. Maybe didn't feel comfortable. And he checked down the ball, and he did not have a great success against Baltimore in that second half. So, yeah, I mean, you got to be physical with those guys. You got to make sure they feel every single contact. You got to make sure you tackle them, and you just can't give them space. Don't ever make them feel like they have space to be able to operate. I think if that starts happening, these guys will feel somewhat claustrophobic, and they'll start trying to do things to make things happen, and that's when you can potentially have some opportunities to create turnovers, which the Kansas City Chiefs do a lot. 30 turnovers on the season. Patrick Mahomes with 14 interceptions. 49ers are one of the best at creating turnovers, and that might be an opportunity for them in this game.
Yeah, this team, to me, they're soft. They're soft. They're not the Detroit Lions. You know, Detroit Lions, to me, they were built to be a physical, you know, hit you in the mouth type team. And this is the team that we went through to get to the NFC, to the Super Bowl. I look at this Chiefs team, and they're not that team. I feel like they're a team that you could push around. You could have mental battles with them, get in their head, and just, you know, throw them off their game. I mean, you look at the game they had with the Raiders where, you know, Aiden O'Connell didn't throw a pass, the whole fourth quarter? I believe maybe even the whole second half. And the Raiders just ran the ball at him, you know, and this was in Kansas City. You know, I mean, that's not a good sign if you're going up against this Niner team where, you know, you got Christian McCaffrey in the backfield. You know, we could run the ball at you over and over and over, and we're going to test your mana, test your will. And I believe this is what you do to this Chiefs team. Just break them down. You know, break them down over fourth quarters offensively and defensively, and you'll be on top at the end of the game.
Yeah, I mean, you got to run the ball effectively against the Chiefs. That's their one big glaring weakness, is the way they can't stop the run. They're bottom five in pretty much every category, especially when it deals with outside zone and plays going to the outside. They just haven't been good at it. How is Steve Spagnuolo going to account for what Kyle Shanahan does in offense, and the way that he uses his heavy personnel, I think, is going to be interesting in this game. But yeah, is Spagnuolo going to try to take away the run game early? If he does, that could leave some early avenues for Brock Purdy to be able to get the ball to Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, and Deebo. And then once they soften up because they can't stop the 4 yards pass game running heavy boxes, that's when McCaffrey could absolutely bury him. So Spagnuolo's in a interesting predicament, because I don't think he has the base seven guys that can stop the 49ers run game. He's going to have to commit a safety to go ahead and help. And with that being said, that gives Brock Purdy an advantage in the passing game. So Spagnuolo is going to try to dial some stuff up, and he's going to try to make some plays. But the 49ers establish a run game. Not only are they going to shorten the distance they have to get to the Super Bowl, or get that Super Bowl win, because they're going to, you know, eat that clock, but they're also going to keep Patrick Mahomes on the sidelines where he's the least dangerous. And I think that's a big goal in this game, is turning off these first downs and making Patrick Mahomes sit on the sideline and watch Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey, Deebo operate this offense. I think that's going to be very important, because the 49ers start fast, and then they'll be able to finish strong. And that's what I want to talk to you about next. The last time the 49ers got off to a pretty good start against the Chiefs, but they weren't able to hold on. Now you have to finish strong. And that has been one of the biggest things that people have talked about Kyle Shanahan in big games, is that his teams don't finish strong. Warren, why is the 49ers team going to finish strong in this in Super Bowl 58 matchup versus the
I mean, you look at the guys up front. I mean, this is the best defensive line in the league. You know, I mean, you look at the talent that you have. I mean, this is why the Niners put all their money in the D-line. You know, I mean, is to get after the quarterback, and then when you're up, to protect the lead and close out a game. You know, we look back to 2019 where we had Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa was a rookie. You know, I mean, he was still learning in this league, and he was like in one of the biggest games of his career. You know, he was still learning how to close out games and dominate games and become that defensive player of the year that he's blossomed to be what he is today. You know, and we're bringing him into this game, and I think it's going to be much different this time. You give us a 10-point lead this time in the fourth quarter, I think it's game, set, match. You know, I think these guys up front, and especially what they've been through, you know, even Warner, you know, they're not going to let this game slip through their hands again. You know, these guys up front are going to pin their ears back, and they're going to get after Mahomes. You know, when you watch Mahomes, when you have him running backwards, and I take it back, I believe when they played Tampa Bay, what was it, 2021? The game plan.
2021. Yeah.
21.
Yeah,
it was the COVID year.
COVID year.
So, well, no, it was 2020, wasn't it?
I think that it was 2020 season, but 2021.
Yeah, 2021 Super Bowl. If you look at the game plan, I think it was Bowles. Bowles had in that game. It, to me, was brilliant. You know, every time Mahomes dropped back, he was running for his life. And I believe I think a stat at the end of the game was he ran for 140 something yards and it was just backwards. If a quarterback's running backwards, especially Mahomes, he can't make plays. You know, if the Niners, if you're getting that with your front four, there's no way you lose this game. You know what I mean? He's going to have pressure in his face all game, and he doesn't have the weapons that he had in 2019. You're taking Tyreek Hill off the field, who was the guy that caught the biggest pass in the game. You're taking that's probably one of the best receivers in the game. He's off the field, you know? So, in my opinion, this front four is what's going to finish strong. They're going to get after Mahomes, and they're going to close this game out.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you have to finish. And the 49ers had the ball with just over 7 minutes left after a turnover by Tarvarius Moore in that Super Bowl. And they weren't able to generate any sort of offense. And the reason why this is completely different from that is a couple of reasons. Number one, you have Christian McCaffrey. You had Raheem Mostert. Mostert was a fantastic runner. He could run the outside zone. He was pretty good running the inside. But Christian McCaffrey's a complete back, and so he can do all those things, plus he can catch the ball in the backfield, and it's a matchup issue. The 49ers now have McCaffrey at their disposal. I think he makes it difficult to completely shut down the 49ers' offense, especially their run game. And then you have Brock Purdy, and that was the thing. Jimmy Garoppolo couldn't make the clutch throw when he had to. The Spagnuolo just loaded the box, muddied up the middle of the field, and made Jimmy Garoppolo ineffective, even though everything about the call had to be a pass because they were loading the box and preventing you from going with Raheem Mostert. So in this matchup, if Spagnuolo tried to do that down 10, Kyle Shanahan has all the faith in the world in Brock Purdy. And you know what? I do too, because I've seen Brock Purdy do it. I've seen him throw outside the numbers. I've seen him throw it down the field. I've seen him manipulate defenses with his eyes and find the right guys. So I just have way more faith that if we're in the same situation, the 49ers are going to finish strong this time. McCaffrey's ability to run strong in the middle can't be ignored. And the way that this offensive line is now built with big physical guards, they can get some movement. That matchup, Chris Jones versus Feliciano, is going to be interesting at the point of attack when the 49ers try to run right. So I just think it's a different, you know, different game this time. 49ers have to start fast. That's important. Start fast, but finish strong. And if there's one thing we've seen the 49ers do in the last two games, it's finish strong. They knocked out Green Bay. They knocked out the Lions because you go 27-0 run in the NFL. That's pretty ridiculous. I don't know if the 49ers could do that against this really, really good Chiefs defense, but that's what you have to do to win.
I agree. Brock Purdy is a big reason why you finish strong in this game. I mean, you go back to 2019 with Jimmy Garoppolo, and I mean, credit to Kyle Shanahan. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo today now is a backup quarterback, you know, and Shanahan took Jimmy G and that Niners team to the Super Bowl, you know, and it was essentially mostly under Kyle Shanahan, his tutelage. You get late into that game where we're trying to close that game out, and it haunts me to this day to watch the film, and there's so many guys running wide open, and Jimmy G, you could just tell he just didn't have it. You know, he didn't have that it factor to close that game out, to make the big plays that we needed to win that Super Bowl, to win that moment. Brock Purdy, I believe, has it. You know, I mean, you go back to a couple weeks ago against Detroit, we're up 7, you know, we have the ball, we need to pick up a first down. If we score, we really put our foot on their throat and the game's over.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And Brock Purdy scrambles. He picks up a crucial first down, you know, and then we ended up with 3 points going up by 10. But that's what you need from a quarterback. You know, I got to pick up this first down, whatever it takes. You know, I got to make this play. I got to move the sticks. You know, that's what we needed from a quarterback to get over the hump. And that's what we have now. So I have full faith in Brock Purdy to close this game out, because I know when the game is in the clutch and in winning moments, he's going to do whatever it takes for the Niners to get over the hump. So I know the Niners are going to finish strong this game.
Yeah, and we've seen it a couple of different ways, right? But 49ers defense also stood up against Green Bay. Jordan Love has the ball, opportunity to drive down and make a play. 49ers come up with an interception because of big play Dre. So you can pick your poison. Of course, I want this game to end with the 49ers having Brock Purdy and that offense on the field up a little bit, using the clock and not even allow Patrick Mahomes opportunity. But I have this feeling that if the 49ers defense is out there, they have the ability to make the plays that they need to shut this thing down. So I'm feeling pretty confident about the team. One thing I'm not feeling pretty confident about, though, is the field. And I don't want to talk about it too much, because I think this is definitely something that's been talked about a lot. But with the NFLPA coming out and saying that the field isn't good, it kind of reiterates what was being said earlier in the week by the 49ers training staff, was that this field is below par. Warren, how does the NFL allow this to happen, that one field is so much worse than the other? And of course, you know, the Raiders facility was state of the art, so they were going to have a field that was great, but their field is ranked 80 as far as rankings go, which is top of the line. One the 49ers are playing on is in the 50s, 70s deemed, you know, good. That's not very great. What do you think about the NFL's kind of mess up here? And that's two field problems in consecutive Super Bowls. Last year was the actual playing surface. What's going on with the NFL?
I'm honestly, as a fan, I'm pissed. Like, I think the Niners got shafted. You know, I mean, you have the better regular season record than the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, we finished one game better than them, but they're the home team for the Super Bowl. They get the Raiders facilities. They push us off in the UNLV. Like, I just don't understand that process, that thought process. Like, how are we had the better regular season, we're the number one seed, we're the home team, and we're working out at a college facility? And then on top of it, you have the Chiefs dictating what they're going to do with the Raiders field. That's the part that really drives me insane. They were saying that they would not let the Niners, they didn't want to work with the Niners, so the Niners, they could split the facilities, where the Niners could have their practices as well. They didn't want to conflict their schedule. And it's like, the NFL has to step in on that. How you have two teams that earn the right to get to the Super Bowl. If there's, and the NFL messed up when last week, I believe it was last week when they laid the grass on top of the turf. The NFL knew they know the date of the Super Bowl. This should have been done weeks ago. You know, this should have been done, if not months ago. Like, the NFL dropped the ball in so many facets. It's just, to me, it's mind-boggling. Like, to have this breakdown in your biggest week of your sport, It's just, it's mind-boggling. I don't understand it.
Yeah, the NFL is mandated to have the practice facilities figured out by December. And then all of a sudden they're laying sod. And of course the 49ers want to play on natural grass. That's what their normal practice facility is. And don't get injured as much when you play on natural grass. But the fact that that field is falling apart, the new pictures that I've seen from it, I mean, there are seams showing. It's less than it just being spongy, but the thing is falling apart. And I don't know what the expectation from the NFL was, that they were going to put this grass field on top of a field turf surface and think it was going to work out. It's not the best laid plans. And now the 49ers are having to deal with it. Now, I will kind of temper this a little bit, because the 49ers aren't going out there and practicing extremely hard. They're making sure they're going through this stuff really slow. They're just trying to stay healthy, but they're going through the process of, I think if this was a normal practice week, I'd be worried. But that's why the 49ers got a full week of practice in last week, got prepared, installed the game plan, because when things like this happen, you just have to be prepared to roll with the punches. Yeah, Kansas City was never going to work with the 49ers on this. I didn't expect them to. It's gamesmanship. You know, we're not messing up our schedule. This is on you and the NFL. Sorry about that, but we want our practices when they're supposed to have. We have an itinerary. We're sticking to it. And that's exactly what Kyle Shanahan wants to do as well. So I know Kyle Shanahan kind of just poo-pooed this thing, but I think the NFLPA definitely illustrates that this was not a good look for the NFL, and they need to be better in these future situations. I just hope the 49ers take that and kind of put it in their back pocket. And it's like, hey, you know what? They're messing with us, but that's okay. We're going to go in there. We're going to win the Super Bowl. And none of this is going to matter.
Yeah. And it's just a joke. I mean, Roger Goodell, the way he answered the question, he tried to put all the blame on the Niners, saying that it was like a preference thing, like kind of make us look like, you know, we're complaining and we look soft. And it's just like, man, dude, if the field is bad, you know. And I would have loved that the Niners give him the middle finger, be like, all right, we're going back to Santa Clara. We'll be there all week. So forget about all your media stuff. We're going to be practicing. We'll see you guys get there.
They thought about it is what I heard. They were going to leave after media day, but I mean, that would have been a lot of responsibility for the team and the players, and who knows what that would have done to their schedule. But yeah, I mean, it makes you think about stuff like that. Yeah. But you know what? This is what I love. You know, who cares? You know, Roger Goodell, we don't care what you think. We're just rolling in. We're winning the Super Bowl. We're taking it home. We don't care what the practice field looks like. We're going to get it done, because we've been preparing all year for this, and not one single day is going to slow us up. But it is frustrating, because you expect the best from the NFL. You expect them to meet the highest of standards, and they have fallen and not been able to reach that standard the last two seasons. And last year, it wasn't even the 49ers. So we're not whiners. We're just talking about what it actually is.
What happened last year?
Yeah, last year, the field surface, players were slipping all over the place. So the Philadelphia Eagles complained a lot about the playing surface. It was just too slick. I don't think we'll have that problem, you know, with Las Vegas. Their field's really good. So they had that, but that was actually the Super Bowl game, not just practice field.
It's crazy.
So I guess you could say they're upgrading, because they're not having a play surface problem in the Super Bowl. But one guy that's going to be back, and he likes a good playing surface because he's dealt with some injuries, is Jerick McKinnon. McKinnon is presumably returning from IR. They opened the practice window when they talked to him on media day. It sounded like he's going to be playing. Warren, what kind of impact can Jerick McKinnon have on this game? He's a former 49er, but really what he is a back that can make things happen, both with his legs in the run game, but catching the football out of the backfield.
I don't know how much he's going to play. It's interesting to see what their game plan is going to be with Jerick McKinnon. Cause they have two other backs. They have Clyde,
Edwards-Helaire, yeah.
Edwards-Helaire. And then they have Pacheco as well. So, I mean, they do have a crowded backfield. Them activating Jerick McKinnon, I mean, is it maybe like a gamesmanship or we're going to activate him, so you got to get ready for him. You got to prepare for him. We don't know. We don't know if he's going to actually be in the game plan or not. I do think he causes problems, you know, because if you look at the last Super Bowl, to me, the Super Bowl MVP was Damian Williams. He made the plays that absolutely broke our back in that Super Bowl. I know Mahomes ended up getting the Super Bowl MVP, but Damian Williams, to me, when you look at the tape, you watch it, he's the one that made the plays for them to win that Super Bowl. Will they use him again in that role? We don't know. We have to wait and see. But that was something that hurt us last time. I mean, could it hurt us again this time? It may or may not. It just depends on what the Niners plan to do, what their game plan is, how did they decided to attack this this Chief offense. But Jerick McKinnon is somebody to watch out for. He's explosive. Niner fans were very familiar with him. We didn't get to see him in his full capability because he was hurt, you know. But Jerick McKinnon, he could be a factor. I don't ever put anything past Andy Reid. Andy Reid is one of the bright minds of this league. So if Jerick McKinnon's on the field, he could be a decoy. He could be somebody that's going to be used in a play. It's going to be interesting to see how they use Jerick McKinnon.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to be a part of the game plan if he's activated, because he presents different problems from the other two running backs. I mean, Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been primarily the third down back, but, I mean, he's not as accomplished out of the backfield as a pass catcher as Jerick McKinnon. McKinnon can line up in the slot and catch the football. I mean, he's not McCaffrey-esque, but he's a poor man's McCaffrey, that's for sure. And so I think they know they have that. I think he's going to get more snaps. He'll probably take Clyde Edwards-Helaire's third down snaps. And then you have Pacheco. But with Pacheco and with Helaire, I haven't really been worried about them out of the backfield. With McKinnon, that's the one thing I worry about, is these third and long situations where all of a sudden they hit a check down to Jerick McKinnon and he has enough juice to get a first down. So I think that the 49ers are going to have to be keen into what he's doing in this game. They're going to have to focus on him and just pay attention, because McKinnon does have the ability to take a 3-yard play and make it a 10-yard play and get a first down. So it's one extra thing to prepare for Dre Greenlaw, who usually handles covering running backs out of the flat, but just another attention getter, because I wasn't worried about Pacheco and Helaire catching the ball. Now I have to worry about Jerick McKinnon. So it means the game plan changes a little bit, and maybe that's one less player you can put on Patrick Mahomes because they're going after McKinnon. But I think the 49ers can shut him down. They can handle Jerick McKinnon. They're ready for a running back who has these skills. It just went against Jahmyr Gibbs. I think they'll be up for the task.
No, you bring up great points, and I mean, when he's on the field, he's definitely somebody you're going to have to count for. He's definitely somebody you're going to have to keep your eyes on. And if he's somebody to take your mind off of Kelce just for a split second, then he's done his job, you know. And he can hurt you too if he gets the ball in his hands. He can make plays. I believe last time when we played the Chiefs, last year in Santa Clara, Jerick McKinnon, he was one of the players that had a really good game against us. So, it's something that we're going to definitely have to keep an eye on and, you know, definitely game plan for. But I don't know. I'm going to be very interested to see how much he plays, you know, because Pacheco gets a lot of the carries in that backfield. He gets a lot of snaps in that backfield. But depending on game flow as well, too, you know, if the Niners get up big, you know, are we going to see a lot more McKinnon than we are Pacheco? Are we going to see a lot more Helaire than we do McKinnon? It's going to be interesting to see how they use him, how Andy Reid plans to unveil him.
Yeah, I mean, if we're seeing more Jerick McKinnon than we're seeing Isaiah Pacheco, that's good news for the 49ers. That means that they're probably trying to catch up. They're playing from behind. They've abandoned the run game already. And Andy Reid is one of the best offensive coordinators in the entire league. He has been for a long time. Kyle Shanahan, his counterpart, is on that same level. These two are thought of as two of the best offensive minds in the entire NFL. And here they are, Warren. They're going to square off. And last time, it really wasn't the offenses that got it done early on. It was the defenses. But this time, you've got maybe a passing of the guard. There's talk that Andy Reid may retire. We'll see what happens. You've got Kyle Shanahan, who needs to get a Super Bowl to kind of cement his legacy as one of the best coaches in the NFL. And these two guys just know about offense and are creative. Who do you think has the upper hand in Andy Reid versus Kyle Shanahan?
I think it's Kyle Shanahan. I think the tables have turned, you know. In 2019, we played them, and I don't think it's talked about enough. If you look at this season for the Kansas City Chiefs, this has been a season where they haven't been as dynamic on offense. You know, you haven't seen the big plays. They've been having a lot of drops. They lost 6 games, tons of struggles. Mahomes was struggling. You've seen a lot of struggling from Kansas City this year through the season. And I don't think people talk about it. I think they miss Bieniemy, you know, and I don't hear anybody talk about it. You know, Bieniemy, you know, he moved on after last year and he joined the Commanders. But when they had Bieniemy, that offense was always clicking. That offense was always going. And I know there was some turmoil behind the scenes with Bieniemy and some of the players wasn't getting along. But the way he had that offense clicking, it was a machine. You know, Kansas City, you know, through this dynasty, what they have is they're known for their offense. This is the first year they've been really known to have a good defense, to put together a good defense. And I think that's because of the lack of losing Bienemy. You know, they had a counter for it. They had to build up the defense, you know, and they lost Tyreek as well, but they won the Super Bowl without Tyreek. We get to this point. I think Kyle Shanahan just has all the pieces. You know, he has all the weapons. You know, when we last played him in the Super Bowl, Kyle Shanahan didn't have these plethora of weapons. You know, he had Debo, you know, but Debo ain't the Debo that he is today. He's more aged. He's more groomed. He's ready to be that superstar. You know, then we went and got Brandon Ayuk. We didn't have a Brandon Ayuk then. We had Emmanuel Sanders, you know, that was at the end of his career, kind of aging. Now you got a young gun, Brandon Ayuk. You got Kittle. You had Kittle then, you know, but he's more aged. He's, you know, more mature. And then you got the huge piece in Christian McCaffrey and Brock Purdy. You know, he just has so many more weapons now, and he's so much more ready to unveil it on this stage, you know, and get this thing done. So I think the tables have turned to where now we're the offensive giant in this team, not the Kansas City Chiefs. So I think Shanahan in this game, I think he's going to show up and show out. And it's interesting to hear a lot of the players have been talking about the game plan, and they all said the same thing. They're all saying, like, man, it's the best one yet. Like, the best one yet, best one yet. And I just can't wait to see what Shanahan how he decides to attack this team and what he unveils and, you know, what he brings to the table, what we're going to see in this game. But I think the tables have turned, and I think Shanahan's going to be the better man this time.
I think one thing that's interesting is about offensive coordinators is just what answers they have. Because you're going to get presented with, you know, questions. The defense is going to give you some things you're not ready for. And what answers do you have, and how quickly do you have them? And I think with the 49ers, when you have the weapons that they have, you can just have more answers. When you have more tools, Debo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey, they give you the ability to move them around, motion shifts, to reveal defensive coverage, to reveal what the defense is trying to do, but also to get the ball out to Debo Samuel in space and kind of negate a potential blitz from Steve Spagnuolo. Like, those types of things are huge. The 49ers have just had more built-in answers. And so I think that's a big reason why this offense is going to click in this game. And yeah, I know they're going against a very good Kansas City defense, and I would take nothing away from it. I think it's a very successful defense, and I think they'll have stops. That's just who they are. They're good in coverage. They have a good defensive line. They are missing Charles Omenihu now, which is going to be absolutely huge for them. He was a great pass rusher. And so I think Kyle Shanahan's going to be in his bag in this. I think he's going to find opportunities. He's going to stretch them horizontally. And then as soon as they creep up too much, he's going to test them vertically. And you brought up Brandon Ayuk, and Emmanuel Sanders had one of the most iconic plays now, where he's down the field and he's reaching for that football and it goes over his head, and everyone thinks about that moment of what could have been. Well, guess what? If that's Brandon Ayuk, Ayuk's a little bit faster, Ayuk's a little bit longer, and Brock Purdy's got a little bit better of a touch on the deep ball. I think the 49ers come down with it. So to me, I think this is a situation where Kyle has everything he needs now to be a very impactful offensive coordinator in a Super Bowl game. Not that he hasn't scored points. He scored 23 in 2020 or 2019. He scored 28 against the New England Patriots defense back then in 2016. It's not that he can't score. It's just that he hasn't been able to finish. And I think that's what he's going to have to do here. It's a little bit interesting that Andy Reid used to be the guy that was kind of looked at the same way when he was with the Philadelphia Eagles. The guy that could get there just couldn't finish. And now it's Kyle Shanahan's time. And I honestly do think that this is the moment where it's a passing of the guard. Andy Reid moves on, and Kyle Shanahan steps up as that offensive genius and becomes the guy who takes the NFL into the next decade.
I agree. And I mean, you look at the last couple of games for this Kansas City defense, which I feel like it's kind of overrated. You know, I mean, you go back to that Buffalo game. Buffalo was really getting whatever they wanted in that game. I mean, if it wasn't for a drop pass, a blatant drop pass by Stephon Diggs, I don't think we see the Chiefs right now. You know, I mean, I don't think they come out of that game alive. And I mean, but these games play out how they do, you know, and Buffalo couldn't execute and they lost the game. Hats off to the Chiefs for winning in that environment. You know, then we go on to Baltimore. You know, I wasn't impressed with what I seen offensively from Kansas City that game. I mean, to me, I was more upset about what Baltimore did. You know, Baltimore completely abandoned the running game. You know, you have two running backs that only had 10 carries.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing, you know, like, where's the game plan at? You know, so this Kansas City defense, I know they get a lot of accolades and people talk about them a lot, but I think they're pretty overrated. And this week you're going to see, you know, because we're not the Buffalo Bills. You know, we're not the Baltimore Ravens. We have more weapons than both of those teams, you know, and we have the coach that knows how to utilize those weapons. So I think this game, man, you're going to see a different Kansas City defense. You're going to see a Niners offense that we're used to seeing all year long.
Yeah, the 49ers get the run game going and just stick with it. I mean, Miami rushed for 150 yards. The Buffalo Bills rushing for over 140 yards at 6.1 yards per carry. I know some of that is Josh Allen, but they were leaking. I mean, they were leaking oil there. And you know, they figured it out against Baltimore. Got to give them credit. I mean, they stopped them enough that Todd Monken turned away from the run game. Kyle Shanahan can't do that in this game. I know that there's going to be situations where he needs to throw the football because that's what the defense dictates, and you got to take what the defense gives you. But whenever you have an opportunity, give the ball to Christian McCaffrey and let him spin, because if you want to win, you got to let McCaffrey spin. That's just the way it is.
Right.
And I think the 49ers are going to be ready for that. Now, Warren, which playmaker, not named Travis Kelce, that would have been too easy, makes you the most nervous?
Jim McKinnon was a good one. I believe him being activated, it does make you pause a little bit. Like, man, you know, how's Andy Reid going to use him? But I'm not going to say Jet McKinnon. There's a couple of other guys who they have that, like Miko Harman, you know, he's a guy that, you know, he has game breaking speed, you know, and Andy Reid likes to get him the ball in plethora of ways. And, you know, you give him a sliver, he's going to take a mile, you know? So he's one of those guys that you worry about. Same with Isaiah Pacheco and the guy is just, he's one of the hardest runners in the league. And it's really interesting. Like, I heard during the week that somebody says, he runs exactly like Ricky Waters. And when I heard it, I was just like, that's identical. Like, he really does run like Ricky Waters to me. Like, I really see the comparison, you know? Based on how the Niners have been playing defense the past couple of weeks, I think Isaiah Pacheco is the biggest weapon that I worry about going into this game. The Niners don't get their stuff together and you know, start focusing on shutting down the run, you know, and stopping them gashing us. You know, we've been getting gashed on first, second down. You know, guys are getting like 6-7 yards on first, second down, and it's absolutely killing us and it's extending drives for our opponent.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If the Niners doesn't buckle down and stop the run, and we continue to play the run like we have the past couple of games, I think it's Isaiah Pacheco.
I agree. Your focal point's got to be stopping the run game. If you can limit the effectiveness of Isaiah Pacheco and make this a one-dimensional game, it just makes everything easier. Patrick Mahomes is already tough enough to deal with,
Yeah. Let
alone him having a run game, RPO looks, play action. Can't allow any of that to happen. And that's when Andy Reid can have a lot of his creativity if you have to fear about a run game from Isaiah Pacheco. 49ers go in there and they shut down Pacheco and they slow down that running game. It becomes a Patrick Mahomes drop back and throw. Well, then everyone can settle in, right? Everyone knows what's coming. Everyone can settle into their coverage. They can worry about disguising coverage. Linebackers don't have to worry about flying up as fast in the run game. That means less voids in the middle of the field for Travis Kelce. So it comes hand in hand. I think there was other years you'd worry about other guys. You know, you brought up 2019, Tyreek Hill. I would have worried about him more than anyone else when Absolutely. It came to Travis Kelce. And maybe in 2022, it would have been Juju Smith-Schuster. But right now, it's Isaiah Pacheco. And I know Rashee Rice is a good receiver, and I think he's going to make plays in this game. But I don't think you worry about him the way that you worry about Pacheco, because that run game, could flip this game on its head. And so I'm with you 100%. Go stop Pacheco. I've been saying that he reminds me of a Tasmanian devil when he runs the football. That's kind of what I see when it's all gas, no brakes. I mean, the dude's fast. He goes hard. I love his running style. He was one of my favorite players coming out of that draft. I wanted to draft him, and the Chiefs got themselves a good one. If the 49ers can slow him up, that's going to make playing defense against the Chiefs a whole lot easier.
Yeah, it will be. I mean, in stopping Isaiah Pacheco is discipline. You know, I mean, when it comes to tackling, it's about fundamentals. Tackle him low, you know, take his legs out. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, he looks for contacts, but he has the speed to take it the distance, you know, but he is to run you over. You know, I know this week he said it. He's like, I'm trying to run through somebody's face, you know? So, I mean,
it's good. It's a good thought process, but 57's waiting for him.
Right, exactly. That's exactly where I was going. Dre Greenlaw is not too far. He's coming, you know, and Dre Greenlaw, you don't see guys go through his face, you know? So, he's definitely somebody to keep an eye on. I think the Niners, you know, after we've been through the past couple of weeks, I think they get the message. You know, I think we got to stop the run. I think these guys are tired of hearing it. You know, I think the coaches are pounding it in these guys. So I think this week they're going to come out with extreme focus to limit these big runs.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, it was more execution problems than anything else, and they're gonna fix those things. I think Steve Wilks is gonna have a couple of built-in things to help them schematically as well stop the run, because they know Andy Reid's gonna try to attack with the outside run. He's gonna try to attack with, you know, the fly sweeps and the push passes, because that's what they've done to the 49ers defense to stress them out. And they know also that he's gonna fake those things and run counter plays behind it. It's just that simple. Everyone's just gotta play detail-oriented defense and do their jobs. If they do that, they tackle well, they rally to the football, they grab cloth, they'll be just fine. So, yeah, they can handle Isaiah Pacheco. I don't think this Chiefs running game is as dynamic as the Detroit Lions running game was, or even the Green Bay Packers towards the end of the season. So it's less to handle. I still think Andy Reid wants to throw. In the grand scheme, when he calls offense, that's his bread and butter. He likes throwing the football. The 49ers got to be ready for it. So,
absolutely.
Bold prediction, Warren. Where are you going with this bold prediction 49ers game? You could go anywhere you want. Offense, defense, special teams. What you got?
Kind of hard to do these bold predictions because you go into the prediction and you have somebody in mind who you want for your Super Bowl MVP. But once you give the bold prediction, you got to say that player is going to win your Super Bowl MVP. Unless you go like with a scenario or something like that. But my bold prediction for this one is I believe Chase Young comes alive this game. I believe he shows his worth. I mean, this is what we got him for, to help us in these moments, to solidify the deal, get us over the mountain. My bold prediction is I have Chase Young with 3 sacks.
Oh, nice.
Big game. A big game. Woo! From Chase.
That'd be huge. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, I think a lot of focus is going to be put on Bosa going into this week. And I think Chase is just tired of hearing the lack of effort and play hard, play through the whistle thing, all the stuff that he's been hearing all week. I think this week he's just going to put all his aggression out on this Kansas City offensive line, and I think he goes crazy.
If ever you were going to earn your money, he's going to be a free agent in the offseason, it would be getting 3 sacks in the Super Bowl.
Right.
I like that one. I'm actually going to give a bold prediction as well. Normally, I save all of them for my Wow, That's Bold predictions that comes on the game preview show. That'll be coming out later this week. Come check that out. But I'm going to go ahead and say that Brock Purdy throws no interceptions.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to turn over the football. 49ers, when Brock Purdy doesn't turn over the football, are undefeated. So you kind of get a glimpse of where I'm going with this, but I think he's going to take care of the ball. The Kansas City Chiefs don't force a lot of turnovers. It's not what their defense is built on. Their defense is fantastic at getting third down stops, but I think Brock Purdy's going to take care of the ball. I think the 49ers have a really good game plan to get him in some space where he can make some key throws. So I think it's going to be a good game for Brock. No, you know, turnover worthy footballs as everyone tracks. I think he's just going to have a solid game.
I can get behind that. I definitely can see Brock Purdy having one of his best outings. As long as the Niners keep Chris Jones under control. I know he was a big problem for us last time we played him, and he's always making plays. He's like one of the Niner killers. He always shows up when he sees us. I don't know why, but if the Niners can keep him under control, I could definitely get with what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, the good news for the 49ers is they often go against a player like Aaron Donald. So Chris Jones is in that realm. He's that good. But yeah, you're right. The 49ers are going to have a distinct game plan for him, whether he's playing defensive tackle, he's lined up in the three technique, he's lined up in the one technique, he's lined up outside playing defensive end. It don't matter. They're going to locate 95, and they're going to make sure they have a body on him. Helmet on a helmet, they're just going to make sure they body him up the entire game. And hopefully they can neutralize him if you can. And maybe sometimes it's my method when I used to coach was sometimes you just run right at that guy. Sometimes that's the best way to do it. Get right. multiple guys on him and run right at him. And that can somewhat limit his effectiveness. And I'm hoping that's what they do.
Oh, well, let's put big Trent Williams in motion again.
Oh, yeah. If you get Chris Jones on the edge, yeah, put Trent Williams in motion and light him up. I think the 49ers are going to have some success running the football in this game, though. And I'm interested in that matchup. Feliciano's a dirty, nasty dude. And I don't mean dirty as in a dirty player, but I just mean like he's grimy. You know what I mean? He'll battle you. He'll get physical the entire time. I think that's going to be a must-see television right there. Those two going at it. And I'm sure Jake Brendel is going to have to give some help, but they don't have a lot of depth. Kansas City's missing a lot of guys along that defensive line. So it's going to fall a lot on Chris Jones. And Warren, game prediction. Who do you got winning the Super Bowl? Can't believe we're giving a Super Bowl prediction, Super Bowl 58. Who you got winning and what's the score?
So we've had a wild ride, man. I mean, this whole season we've had a wild ride. I mean, and this postseason has been nothing short of that. And I think this Super Bowl will be nothing short of it. When you're playing Mahomes, it's going to be a wild ride. It's not going to be easy. I can't see us blowing out the Kansas City Chiefs, but I think this team is just too focused. I mean, I've said this from the beginning, you know, once we lost last year in the NFC Championship game, how we lost, you know, and then how this team came back together, get back to this moment, you know, they're not going to let this slip through their fingers now. You know, it's just, this is what they came back for, you know, so I have the Niners pulling this out. It's going to be a fun one. It's going to be interesting. I have the Niners winning 31-27.
I love that. Close game. Yeah. It would be the first time that any team this year scored over 30 on the Kansas City Chiefs. So I like that even more because I think that would be a real statement for the 49ers. But a 4-point victory seems pretty legit. With Jay in the Bay last night, and he said 49ers 25-19. So I think you guys are kind of in the realm of that separation, 4 or 5 points, you know, 4 or 6 points. It's pretty close. A lot of people are seeing this as a close game. So I like that prediction. I'll take 31-27 all day if it means the 49ers win.
Right.
I don't care if they win 3-0 as long as they win. But, you know, with that score, 31 points, that's a good number for the 49ers. Who do you have as the Super Bowl MVP?
This is a tough one as well. There's so many guys to pick from. I mean, if I was to go with my bowl prediction, obviously it would be Chase Young. If I was a betting man and I had to go to Vegas and put money on it, I'm gonna bet on Christian McCaffrey. You know, but him and Trent Williams, you know, they've been in bad teams, you know. Christian McCaffrey was in Carolina, wasn't winning nothing, they weren't doing anything. He was just pretty much putting up stats. He was a glorified stat maker. Now he's in a situation where he's at his first Super Bowl, you know, he gets a chance to etch his name in history, you know. I think we're gonna see the best game yet from Christian. I think he's so focused on winning. Like, this team is just so dialed in. I think Christian McCaffrey is going to come out and put on a show. I think Sunday we're going to see a big game out of Christian McCaffrey. So I have Christian McCaffrey Super Bowl MVP.
I think the MVP voters are going to have a real problem in this game. I think they're going to have to try to figure out who gets it because right. I think McCaffrey's going to have a great game. I think he's going to score touchdowns. I think he's going to make big time runs. He's going to make big time catches. And we know how they lean, though. They lean towards the quarterback. And Brock Purdy is going to be a big reason why the 49ers make a lot of those plays. He's probably going to be the one that throws some touchdowns. And I think he's going to be somebody that they're going to lean towards because usually the winning team's winning quarterback is the MVP.
Right.
But then there's sometimes, like in 20, or I'm sorry, Super Bowl 23, that 1988 season, where there's a guy like Jerry Rice that takes over. And even though Joe Montana was great, Jerry Rice was just fantastic. And I think there's going to be a guy that steps up and puts those MVP voters in a conundrum because I think Deebo Samuel is going to have a game like no other game he's ever had in his career. I just see opportunities for Deebo Samuel in this game, and I think he comes in and he puts this situation where it could be Deebo Samuel that gets the MVP in the Super Bowl. I just got this gut feeling, and whenever I get gut feelings, I just go with it, and I'm going with Deebo Samuel for the MVP. But like I say, I have no problems if it's Brock, and I have no problems if it's Christian McCaffrey. As long as one of the 49ers MVP, that means the 49ers won the Super Bowl. So I'm definitely in that. But I think those are the three guys that I would definitely lean towards potentially getting Super Bowl MVP.
What if you had a lean defense? Let's say you can't pick nobody in offense. Who would you have to pick on the defensive side of the ball to win MVP?
All pro Fred. When he has four interceptions this season, there's nothing inside of me that doesn't think Fred can't get a pick six or make some sort of huge play, a strip sack fumble. Fred just makes things happen. And I know big play Dre is a thing, but Fred Warner was doing that before Dre even made a play as far as interception goes. So I think if I was a betting man, it would be Fred. It would be a little interesting, though, if it was Tarvarius Ward, wouldn't it?
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting. I mean, his former team, right?
Yeah.
And what did he say this week? It's better over here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it would definitely be interesting to see if Mooney Ward could pull it off. I would love it. You know, I'd love it. Get a pick six or a forced fumble, or maybe a sack on Mahomes. Like, I would love to see Mooney Ward get a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. It would be. In the 2022 matchup, they went at Mooney a little bit, throwing some back shoulder throws, taking advantage of him being on top of routes. But that was a lot of Juju. I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster was good at that stuff. I don't know if Rashee Rice is good enough to do that. I don't know. I don't think Valdez-Scantling's MVS is not good enough to do that. So I think Mooney might have him a game, too. This one's going to be interesting, Warren. And you know what? If it comes down to, like I said, all these dudes possibly MVP, we know it's hard for the defense, right? You have to have like Dexter Jackson numbers where you have like three interceptions in a game to get MVP. And if it happened, that'd be phenomenal. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of options. Niners have playmakers, and they have them on both sides of the football. If they make more plays than the Kansas City Chiefs, they're going to win the Super Bowl. It's that simple.
No, you're right. Like you said, there's a plethora of guys to choose from. I mean, it's just have your pick. You know, I can see Deebo. You know, I mean, it's whoever Shanahan decides to unveil on Sunday. You know, I mean, he may like Ayuk. I want you to be Super Bowl MVP, and it could be just like the simplest play. You know, I mean, Deebo may catch, you know, a little screen, go 90 yards, you know. So it's a plethora of guys to choose from. I mean, you just so happen to land on Deebo. I landed on CMC. So it's like you said, as long as it's a Niner, it's going to be a glorious Sunday.
Yeah, I can guarantee you right now, Debo's not waiting for halftime to go tell Kyle, give me the dang ball. Okay, he waited last time to say, give me the ball. He's not doing that now. He's telling them, give me the ball, and Kyle knows what's up. Get it to McCaffrey, get it to Deebo,
right?
Get it to Kittle, and get it to Ayuk. And if you get it, the ball in the hands of those playmakers, and probably in that order, I mean, maybe McCaffrey, Deebo, those guys, whichever way the defense is playing, but then Kittle, Ayuk. I think Ayuk's going to draw a lot of double coverage and a lot of looks from Snead and McDuffie. So it's going to be a fun game, Warren. 49ers, just you picked it, so it's going to happen, right? They're going to win. And hopefully next week we're sitting right here talking about a big Super Bowl victory for the San Francisco 49ers. Thanks for joining me again for this episode. I had a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to the game. I can't wait.
I can't wait too, man. 49er fans, enjoy this, man, and enjoy this moment. You never know when you get back. I mean, that's the tough thing about this league. It's hard to get back here, so enjoy it. I know me and Ant's going to enjoy it, man, but Niners going to do it, man. Just have faith, man. Faithful, have faith.
Yeah, like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Really appreciate it. Audio platform, 40 Yards Cutback on Believe. And of course, this episode is brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts. If you're in the need for merch, real deal Brock Purdy t-shirts available at 40yardscutbackshop.com. Shameless plug just for you. But we'll catch you guys all in the next one. Until then, stay safe. And remember, the right way is always the 49ers way.
49ers.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends.
Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.